That's like being punished. That's like saying, go stand in the corner.
Yeah, well, you take the gift back, you stay in the corner.
Well, don't you worry about it.
They don't say it's good.
You can't have
that
in
for talking?
You
don't tell me, I can tell that thing turned on.
Hey, he got that
turned on. He
got that turned on. I done got you now. So. What about a child's nickname for somebody that tells on another one? Child comes in and says, oh, Johnny hit me. You say, well, don't be a what?
Tell.
Okay, and this time of year, if it wasn't so cold and hadn't made them all die or something, you could go out and pick some pretty what and bring in.
Flowers, okay.
Okay. And a thing that a child plays with. Now, hey, that what is that? What is it? That's the biggest ones I think I've ever seen.
You ought to see that bush up there. It's so pretty.
Is that that bush you were talking about last night? The cold chili?
Uh-huh.
Did you get those today?
No, it's Sunday.
But it's not hurt.
Boy, mine is. My white one's already brown this morning.
Sure. But we're talking about, we don't know what this is.
A bush. It's a great big bush. A Texas
I guess did it's already up
there. We're gonna get her out of the car with Dixie Plain Suckers. Sunday with
Sunday. It's a fact.
We're
definitely
back in the
car. Well, they'll be dry.
They're not gonna be much good now.
Well, they'll be so dry. But the kids went out and picked that a Sunday. Her children did a Sunday. And they could last it so long.
Oh, they almost does the whole bush up trying to get sprouted.
I did that when my mother has some old cane grass. You know, cane is the hardest thing in the world to find anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted some of it, and it's, you know, it grows out under the ground and just sends up shoots everywhere. And I like to have never found a shoot that I could bring home with me. Every time I got a little shoot an inch high, I'd get down there and the root would look like it was a tree root. It was
a big old root.
Yeah. And now I can't keep it in my flower bed. Every year, I move it, and during the winter, it dies down. And this, in the spring, when it comes up, it comes out from it grows out and comes up in the yard. And every year, I have to dig it up and move it back. It keeps crawling out of that flower bed. A thing that a child plays with nowadays, people call them toys. And you ever hear anybody call them a play pretty or a play toy?
Play pretty. Yeah, get them play pretty that.
You know, there's a friend of mine who's making old wooden toys now, just like they used to make in the days before they had all these plastic toys. And he's selling those things and getting rich off of them. Everybody wants them.
I'm trying to remember how you make one with a spoon and with a matchstick, two matchsticks.
Yeah,
and,
like
a rubber band.
Yeah, how do you make it go?
I've
got that spoon that's ready to go. What'd you do with a spoon?
It has to be a wooden spoon.
Notches
cut in it, and you take a rubber band and run it through there, and I used a wax crayon at one end of it because it slid around real good.
Oh, yeah.
I used a matchstick on the other end, and it would climb up over things, run up.
You never seen one? That's going to make Greg one. He's got a little nephew, he's about a year old, you know, that's going to make him one. I couldn't remember exactly how it
was. You wind it up.
It'll
go across the floor, and you can put your hand down in front of it, and it'll run right over.
Yeah.
Same way with a cane with a... I was trying to remember how to make it. You make
cane whistles.
Mm-hmm.
And hickory whistles. We made an elm whistle. The elm bark is kind of slick, you know. It slides around. We used to cut that and slide it back and make a whistle out of it.
Well, that's sort of like a hickory one. You make that.
Yeah.